değil.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. I said I'd sing. All right, if you're listening closely, you might shield your ears for a second. I'm going to push some DTMF here to let people know it's 1:45. Okay?
Okay, except for writing a note about provisional things on the bottom of the spreadsheet, I'm done. So we're almost there.
Nice song, Art.
Okay, are folks here?
Yeah.
Oh, I we'll assume we got folks here. And Tracy, could I hand the chair back to you here?
You can. Okay, so I have a working 1024 spreadsheet to send to you guys. The only thing that I'm doing is just typing a quick note about the provisional terminology that we wanted to put in.
Okay.
Summer, the way it worked out is you do have, I was able to leave in $25,000 in other development expenses as kind of a head start in that area. So that would not be provisional, and the balance of the development expense would be in the provisional portion. Okay, thank you.
This is Tony, got cut off a little bit.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
what was that,
Tony? Yeah, I just turned it. That cut off. Went out for a second.
All right. So, Tracy, do you want to take the chair back now?
I do. I need to finish typing this note and sending it.
So,
what I was telling her was that I was able to keep in a portion of the other development expense, I guess, consulting fee that she was hoping for. It's not all of it. It's about 40%. But it gives you a little bit of room to work with.
Thank you. Something to start with. Okay. That's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, and then the rest would be provisional.
Okay.
Arpo, could you bring Tony up to date about the archiving?
Oh, actually, passed a motion, which was the NFC approves the Pacifica Radio Archives budget with an additional $47,000 from 100% Central Services, and recommends its approval to the PNB, and that passed without objection. And right now, Tracy is putting the last finishing touches to her adjustments of the national office budget, and when she gets done with that, she will resume the chair. And we'll proceed forward from there.
And sounds good to me.
And we've just come off a 6-minute recess. So.
Okay, so let's see. So now, clock is 787 and about 971, so I'm talking about $200,000. Pending. Contractual negotiations, is what I'm going to say. All right. I think I've got it.
Okay.
So you're all about to get an email.
All right. So I'll hand the chair back to you now.
One more formatting thing. Okay, not yet. I can make this a bigger column.
Are you also going to read it? I mean, I know you went through what you decided,
what?
But I missed that. I came in at the very end of your revelation.
This is the problem. The problem is that it's hard to type and talk at the same time.
Oh, I know that.
Paul,
yeah.
You have the chair for 2 more minutes. Let me finish this.
All right. Okay, so she's going to type this up for another 2 minutes. We'll have a vote on whether or not I sing some more or not.
Did you
yeah.
record what she was saying before she went away again? Can you read that to us, to me?
Oh, God, not the whole thing. Basically, she's she's able to leave in about $25,000 for development expenses, and there's going to be a surplus, and Summer said she was okay with Tracy's proposal. But she's going to send it as soon as she gets it all typed nicely, and we'll all have it, and then she will read it over the stream for all the millions who are out there listening to this. And at that point, I suppose we will vote on the proposal.
And if I could add to that, Paul, Barbara, what she's saying is she's left in $25,000 to at least get started on the development issues. And still, if I can resolve the contractual issues favorably, then I can proceed with, you know, more of that. But at least something so that we don't have to wait for that in order to do something with development now.
What about HR?
I don't know. I didn't say yet. Thank you. Okay, well, I'm having trouble making the spreadsheet behave. I don't know why. Let me try this again. Oh, there we go. That's better. So what we'll do is change the row height. Wrap the text. Then we should have something looking normal. All right, I think I've got it.
Okay.
File coming. Okay, everybody hang on. Here it comes. I'm just going to write attached on it. Okay, NO budget working as of 10/24. Okay, there it is. Okay, you should get it in a minute. In the meantime, why don't I just talk through some of the numbers for the stream?
Okay, well,
and then
I'll give you the
everything sounds okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. It's official now.
Okay, so let's talk through a couple of the numbers just to make sure that I've got them straight. You'll be getting a spreadsheet through the Yahoo group momentarily, and then hopefully we can vote for this. I assume that you guys passed the archive budget, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we are looking at direct national office revenues of $730,308. We are looking at shared expenses of $1,631,000 for a total national office revenue number of $2,361,000. Okay, we have overall expenses of $2,355,000 for a surplus of $5,771. The expenses are as follows, $787,000 in salaries and related expenses, $110,000 in board expenses, $613,000 in administrative expenses, $781,000 in programming expenses, and $62,000 in development expenses. We are pretty much holding at the same current staffing level in this budget. There is a slight increase that mostly has to do with health benefits and with what is likely to be the permanentization of the ED salary. We have upped the legal fees to $100,000. We are holding with the status quo with our programming contracts. And we are investing a starting investment of $25,000 in some development assistance. Our provisional statement is that the national office intends to add staffing in the areas of human resources, development, and program coordination in 2014 in the amount of approximately $200,000 pending contractual negotiations. So that's what the file that you're all getting will basically say. I hope it reflects the conversation that we had. And at this point, we can have a motion to approve this or to modify it in some way.
Tracy, so the bottom line is $5,771?
Yes. We could make that bigger. The reason that I didn't was that we were positing a certain amount of income from direct mail efforts in both the national office and the archives. And my feeling was that in order to realize that revenue, some development support was probably necessary. So this provides a little bit to work with. The balance of it falls into the provisional.
I just have a clarification or a question.
Yes.
On the gross salaries, it looks like you reduced it to the same level as last year, $588,000, now $585.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that the 2013 $588,000 was a kind of a reduced amount because most of our staff were paid at the consultant's line because they were all temp agency numbers. The only added salary was about $125,000 for the two positions that we are including in our budget, not the entire $200,000, not the $150,000 that we are doing.
if you actually look at what happened in 2013 and also what we spent in 2012, there were also some substantial, there was quite a bit of compensatory contract extensions that went on to some previous executives. So there were some periods of double pay.
Right.
They
were paid out of the consultants line. So that is why the amount that the payroll in the status quo was only about, should be about $609,000 for the full staffing, not including the new two positions that Summer and I were suggesting into the budget. The reason
why... You want another $15,000 in there?
Okay, I think so.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was on the 2012 audit. I guess I should probably go back and look.
734 minus 585. Oh, so that's about we're about $25,000 behind. Okay. We're pretty close. Sorry, I just saw that at 585 from 734. Yeah, we're pretty
close. I think probably there's a little bit, if you look at the actual number, which is the 787, I might not have gotten all the categories right, but I think the overall number probably covers the status quo.
787.
Because we're projecting for 2013, 724.
Correct.
So there's a little space in there.
Between the 971 that we originally did versus my 184, about $180,000 lower. So, and that is the $125,000 plus the 7%, $125,000 plus federal taxes of 7.65%. Sorry.
Well, if we need to shop it up a bit, we can cut the development consultant a bit more and stick that in provisional. So let me know if you need to do that.
All right. I think we're about, like you said, we're about $15,000 away. Let's just go on and just see what the other recommendations are.
Okay. Anybody else have any modifications, changes? Things that don't sound right? Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion to approve?
Yes, Jim.
Motion, yeah, Jim.
Approve as amended.
Okay.
Second.
Are there any objections or anyone who wants to abstain for the record?
Could I read it? Let me make sure I have it. To approve the National Office FY14 budget as amended and recommended to the PNB, right?
Yeah. I don't think we need to do one of those long omnibus motions with everything we changed. Nobody likes those. All right, are there any objections to the motion on the floor? Okay, we will consider it passed, and we will move both of these budgets on to the Pacifica National Board. Thank you, everyone, for all of your patience tonight and with this whole process. The only remaining task that we have is to receive and pass a consolidated budget, which is pretty pro forma. I think it would be nice if we could do that before the in-person meeting, so the entire budget package can be passed, hopefully. So can we take a minute to do a little bit of scheduling about when we could gather to do that?
Don't we have the 29th scheduled?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The 29th is scheduled for that, isn't it?
Yes.
Can it, Richard?
We did that last time.
Yeah.
Oh, good for us. We're so smart. Okay.
Yes.
All right, then that's what we'll do. Well, we'll need some help from you putting together the consolidated.
All right.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
I would like to thank you very much for your good work, and I don't know how this committee is going to get along without you next year.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're amazing. Sweet.
That is nice, Richard. Thank you.
Good job, Tracy. I totally agree with Richard. I think you've done a great job, and you've been really a big help to us here. Thank you.
Well, stay here. I'll pile on some love. Thank you, Tracy, and thank you to the committee. We really do appreciate it. And, yes, you've done a lot of heavy lifting and adjusting, and we appreciate it.
Okay, all good. We still have a couple months of finance committee left.
Yeah, they're not quite out of here yet, are you?
Yep. So we'll try to find something constructive to do for our last couple months together. And thank you, everybody. I always say this is the best committee on the PND, and it is.
Thank you. Tracy, we'll hate you next week.
Okay.
Thank you for making adjustments to our budget so we can get some of the things done that need to get done while taking reality into account. Thank you.
Thank you, Summer, for looking in the future.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, thanks.